We are talking today with Seattle City Council candidates. Now we're going to turn our attention to position number 8, 3 candidates, and they're joining me right now. Albert Shin is the Seattle Community College's Board of Trustees Vice Chair and owns an engineering firm, and he's running for position number 8. Welcome to the show, Albert.
Thank you very much.
And David Ishii is an artist and performer running for office for the very first time. Welcome to the show, David.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, hello, Seattle. Hello,
and Mike O'Brien is the current holder of position number 8. He's running for a second term. Mike joins us via phone. Thanks for joining us via phone, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I'm going to give you each a minute to introduce yourselves further to our listeners. And Albert, I'm going to start. Well, actually, Mike, I'm going to start with you since you're on the phone. So I'm going to start with you, Mike.
Great. Well, I just want to say that I've worked tirelessly for the last 3.5 years in my first term on city council to be a progressive leader on issues around sustainability and social justice. I led the effort to ban plastic bags in Seattle, and we eliminated 292 million plastic bags that were used every year in Seattle alone. I set up something called the Safe Parking Program to help people that are living in their vehicles get off the street into a safe place to park and get connected with services so they can get back into permanent housing. And I've also worked tirelessly on campaign finance reform. We passed some campaign finance reform legislation at the City Council last summer, and this year we're sending to voters policy around public financing for City Council races to help get money out of politics, which we know is causing a lot of problems. You know, in the next 4 years, if I get reelected, a couple things that I'm working on right now that will carry over. One is something called targeted local hire. And that's to make sure that when we're investing city money in our big projects, construction projects, that people in our communities who really need those jobs have first access to those to really help lift people out of poverty. And another issue I'm leading the council's effort on is on affordable housing. We just did a major upzone in South Lake Union, and I led the work to make sure we doubled the amount of workforce housing that's being provided in that neighborhood. But we know we have a lot more to do to address affordability in the city of Seattle, and so I'm leading a process bringing in national experts to help us figure out how we can meet our affordability targets.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm sure we're going to be talking a little bit more about your plans as we go here. But thank you, Mike O'Brien. He, again, current council member, and he holds position number 8, which Albert Shin is looking to take away from him. Albert, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, thank you very much for having me here. I'm running for Seattle City Council. I grew up in Pullman, Washington. I came here to the UW to study environmental chemistry, global warming, ozone depletion. I'm a second-generation Chinese-American. My parents taught me that hard work and education leads to success. They also taught me the importance of compassion, generosity, giving back to the community. I've learned that when you see something wrong, you have to stand up and speak up for your beliefs. I'm a small business owner. I own a small civil engineering company. You may not have heard of it, but we've worked on some big projects here in the region, a third runway at SeaTac, the new rental car facility, and the Seattle E-Park system. So I'm very proud of the work that we've done here for the people here in Puget Sound. So why am I running? I'm running to be in my work. I've seen a lot of dealt with a lot of the most difficult challenges in this city and region. I see firsthand a lot of problems and threats that threaten our city and our region. I see children not getting the education they deserve. I see our city not using our resources wisely. I see people unemployed. I see people in long job lines. What I don't see is a transportation policy for our 21st century economy. What I don't see is a public safety policy that embraces our diverse communities and keeps us safe. What I don't see is our city preparing for our most difficult environmental challenges. So with my community experience, small business experience as an advocate for education, small business, and nonprofits, I believe I bring a range of leadership, vision, and expertise that this city council needs, and I believe we can do better.
Okay, thank you, Albert. And David,
hello,
introduce
Seattle.
Yourself.
Jet Java City, I want to do what's right for the city. I propose to have a public search engine, pay-per-click gazillions, give Google, Bing, Yahoo a run for the money. Revenue that could pay for a lot of these projects. We have $16 billion put together. And on top of that, if that works, I want to propose for the nation a public search engine for Social Security to add to the coffer because some of the people growing up right now, I think that's not going to be there for them. And then in the main concern in this city right now, my number one agenda is public safety. We're talking about taking back our streets. The communities are some of the neighborhoods. Communities are tore up. I come from Rainier Beach. I'm a Rainier Beach kid, hood rat, and I'm talking about gang banging, and I've seen it. I've seen some of those gang bangers. I've seen them go to these job fairs, and what, about a month or two later, right across the street from me, I could see the whole great group, Crips, shooting it up. And I thought that the person at the booth said, this is an electrical engineering job. You get a journeyman's wage. And the benefits, family, everything. And public safety is the main concern here. And there's many more pieces put together. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, David. Thank you very much. That is David Ishii. He is running for City Council position number 8, along with Albert Shin and Mike O'Brien. And my first question, I'm actually going to come to both Mike and Albert to ask, because it's really about your politics. You're both described as progressive, and so I'm wondering what differentiates you from one another. And Albert, I'm going to come to you, and then Mike, I'll come to you. So, Albert, you can start with that question.
Well, no, thank you for a good question. You know, I own a small business. I've owned one during the most difficult recession of our time. And I think it brings a lot of value and expertise as far as bringing about that perspective to the city council. That was a period of time when we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs in the economy. People were losing their homes. People were losing the underwater in their homes. And jobs were just being lost. So I believe I bring that expertise. Small businesses were losing access to credit. They were losing, you know, simply ability to get financing to make payroll. So, you know, I've been to the White House. I've been to Congress to lobby for or advocate for education and jobs initiatives on behalf of the president and the administration. And I want to bring those ideas and policies back to the level so our businesses can succeed here as we move into the 21st century economy.
And Mike, how do you differentiate yourself from Albert?
Well, I didn't hear Albert actually say anything that differentiated, but I'll tell you a couple of things where I think there's some specifics we differentiate on. One is on affordable housing. We have this amazing opportunity in South Lake Union. It's probably one of the hottest real estate markets and one of the hottest job markets in the country. And at the same time, while it's great that unemployment in Seattle is now below 5%, we still know there are neighborhoods throughout the city where people are struggling to find work. And figuring out how we connect those people with work is really important. And one of the things that I've been leading an effort on is to make sure that in all of our neighborhoods, especially neighborhoods like South Lake Union, where there's lots of prosperity and lots of opportunity, that we have affordable housing options for people so they can live in those neighborhoods and have access to that opportunity. And I think Albert has a different strategy for how he would go about that, but he's opposed to the work I've done in South Lake Union. Another area that I'm really passionate about is climate change. I've been a leader with the Sierra Club for 15 years, working on climate change issues, and right now we face one of the biggest challenges with coal exports coming through our city, and up to 18-mile-long coal trains passing through downtown Seattle every day. And I think it's critical that we stop that and figure out a new way to fuel our energy that doesn't rely on fossil fuels.
Okay. Well, Albert, I'm definitely going to come back to you and let you answer to that affordable housing question. But before I do that, I do want to ask David about your politics. You have a different take on governing and how people should govern. So how would you describe your politics?
Well, I'd have an open door policy if I make it to City Hall, and we'd brainstorm whatever people like. You know, we all get together, collaborate, and come up with a solution. But this homeless policy, I know homelessness. I was homeless at one time. And you get in that loop, and you end up in survival mode. And I understand, I toured Nicholsville. I've been through the jungles, right alongside I-5. I'm close friends with Operation Night Watch, Rick Reynolds, deputy director. I've been to Compass Center. I've been to the missions, Union Gospel Mission, Lazarus, and I'm a street performer. And yesterday I performed at Pike Place Market Senior Center.
So, pay-per-click
would create so much revenue, but I dream of Seattle be the starting point, roaring 20s all over again. People feel so good about themselves.
Well, David, let me stop you for a second because you mentioned something that I think is kind of tied to what Mike brought up, which is the affordable housing. You mentioned you mentioned you were homeless.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what is your take on affordable housing? I mean, how was is your situation still the same, or how
yes,
did you
right,
come
right
out
now,
of that?
Right now, I'm on with HUD, a Section 8 voucher, which I could take anywhere in the country. And with pay-per-click, we could fund, and I'm with Porchlight Housing Commission, and we could fund more right now. They got a freeze on it. They can't even get the application started. It's a freeze, and the waiting list is so long. in the county might be just a little
bit. So in your view, do we need more affordable housing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And we don't
have enough? Not enough, because I've been applying for apartments.
Okay. And I'm going to stop you right there, because I want Albert to kind of jump in on some of the things Mike said about your views and how they differ on affordable housing as well. David kind of mentioned his own situation. So when you hear someone like David who's bringing that to the table, what's your take on that, Albert?
Well, I think everyone in town deserves access to affordable housing in Seattle. There clearly is a supply shortage. And yes, this is clearly where Mike and I differ on. You know, I see the upzone down in South Lake Union as an opportunity to leverage private and public partnerships, you know, such as those companies that have come in, and give them, if they're going to do these incentives fee programs, is to take that money and leverage it to build other affordable housing in other parts of the city. My office is down in the Chinatown International District. That's a very, very unique neighborhood. It's ethnically diverse. You know, there's a huge community down there. 4,000 people live down there. My office is in one of those affordable housing complexes, and there's 55 families that live in there. So that is their livelihood. They have their access to the foods they like, to the groceries they like to buy. So what Mike is saying is that he wants to put people down in South Lake Union. What I'm saying is, let's use that money and leverage it to use better purposes. It goes back to my initial statement, using our city resources wisely. I think we can use it wisely, enhance other neighborhoods on the South End that can use those funds to build more infrastructure, more open space, build more affordable housing per dollar. And I think it creates more of a vibrant neighborhood. Mike lives in Fremont. We were just there the other day in a neighborhood discussion group. I think that is a very good group. Every other neighborhood should have that ability to be able to have that kind of income style and affordable housing in the area. So I want to see all neighborhoods in the city be vibrant with affordable housing and access to this amenities, you know, viable for those communities.
Mike?
Yep. We build a lot of affordable housing in the city, and historically it's gone in neighborhoods, largely in southeast Seattle, but around the whole city. And we will continue to do that. But, you know, we've spent decades building across this country, concentrating low-income housing in neighborhoods. And what we've seen is those policies don't work. Mixed-income neighborhoods are successful. And it's not saying that anyone has to live anywhere, but there have to be opportunities for folks to have affordable housing in all neighborhoods. And right now, in a neighborhood like South Lake Union, there's very little housing coming online that's affordable. And so without an intentional program to say, we want everyone to have access to these opportunities, we're going to miss the boat. I want to make sure there's affordable housing in Southeast Seattle and in the International District, too. Those are great neighborhoods, but we can't skip over the neighborhoods that have huge opportunities.
Okay, well, affordable housing, we're gonna move on to something else, because I know you all, I think I've heard you both mention transportation. So talk to me a little bit about the transportation issues that are facing the city and where you stand on those. And I know, Mike, you opened and talked about a little bit of that. So if you can just kind of expand on that, and then I'll come around and ask Albert and David as well.
You bet. You know, our city's growing, and that's a great thing. And we have to figure out how to do that smartly. But one of the things that we're probably not going to have room for is a lot more roads. So we're going to have to figure out how we can live with the existing road infrastructure and to support a lot more people and a lot more jobs, which means we're going to have to rely on alternatives, public transportation and walkable, bikeable neighborhoods. And specifically, you know, we're facing a real challenge with public transportation because Olympia, the legislature, adjourned this year without approving any new revenue sources for Metro to replace the revenue sources that are going away. And now we face a 17% cut to bus service next year. And that would be devastating to the city. Now, I've been down in Olympia, and I continue to work with our local partners. We have to come up with new revenue sources, not just to maintain the existing bus service, but to expand upon it, because this is a growing community that wants more transit. And I will lead that fight on the city council, and I will not stop until we get revenue, because I look at people in the eye every day who are riding that bus, and they don't know, they don't care if it's Olympia's fault or the county's fault or the city's fault. All they want is someone to make sure that they can get to and from work. And I feel that obligation, and I take it very seriously.
And Albert, what about you? What is your position as it relates to transportation?
Well, transportation obviously has been a big issue. And I think what we're seeing is a lack of a vision of a long-term transportation policy for our 21st century. Basically, what has happened here is, you know, we have great things like the light rail, streetcar, we have bike lanes, but what we've forgotten is about our freight mobility. We have to get our goods and services moving. This is an international city. You know, we have a lot of commerce. Jobs, one out of our three jobs here in the state of Washington is dependent on international trade. So we have to ensure our freight mobility is part of that overall transportation plan. You look at the taxis and limos, that's another issue that's cropped up. That's all part of an overall transportation policy that the city has not looked at. So, I mean, I agree with Mike on a lot of things, but it's also we need a real mass transit system. You know, we have to be able to get from one point to another city very quickly and efficiently. I envision someday we have a real mass transit, which you can get from Northgate to downtown to the airport in less time it takes to drive your car. We have to reduce our carbon footprint. Other parts of the world are moving ahead with real mass transit. You look at the DC Metro, New York Subway, things that are doing in Asia. I mean, the rest of the world is speeding ahead with real mass transit, yet we haven't quite got there. So we need that overall transportation plan, and I want to lead that overall vision as far as getting us to get a transportation policy to enable us for a 21st century economy.
And David, what about you? What are your thoughts on transportation and how to move us forward?
Going to Olympia is not far enough. I'm talking about Mr. David Ishii going to Washington, D.C., lobbying for mass transit. I've already proposed with pay-per-click and lobbying with Washington, D.C., this would be the first model city because the gridlock is so great that I-5, it's a certain part of I-5 that's at the upper and lower part, a little past Queen Anne and a little further, and that part flows really freely, but the whole part that's gridlocked would have an upper and lower freeway, tunnels, monorails, light rail. We're talking about moving people, in even expanding the bike lanes. And it's very simple to figure out. It's not Mr. Smith goes to Washington. David Ishii's going to Washington to lobby.
Okay. Well, on that note, Mr. Ishii, I'm going to have you all go around and give a closing statement, if you would, to our listeners about why you're the person for the job. And Mr. Ishii, I'm just going to start back with you and then come back around. So
okay.
This is your last
like
opportunity
Settle Time
to talk.
Says. No, I think Albert's got really wonderful ideas. And we've been Settle Time to the tour board. You know, we agree with each other. But on issues, we're so similar. And the thing is that Seattle Times was saying, it's the style. We have the issues, and we could get it out there, but the style of how it's presented, and the way I present it, and people know me in town. You know, I'm that guy with a yo-yo. I'm the guy out there with a karaoke. And in fact, I've been lobbying at City Hall. I've been to Mayor McGinn's office, and Mayor McGinn was busy, so I entertained his employees down right there in City Hall. I'm all over the place, and I get the messages across. I'm talking about changing the police officer's image, and the police officers know me, and I could change it on a heartbeat. You know, human error at best is 2%. You go to your scuttlebutts, wherever you work at, listen to what's going on. Human error is probably greater than that, at best 2%. So I'm going to work with all walks of life, especially.
Okay.
You know, our heroes really are the firemen and the policemen.
All right, well, I'm going to stop you right there because your minute's kind of running up, but you said you're going to work with all walks of life, so I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you,
Mr. Ishii. Albert, I'm going to come to you and let you give a closing statement.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. You know, I think this is a great time for the city, and you know, I want to be the independent voice for Seattle. You know, I'm gonna move forward, not backwards. I want to, you know, make sure we have good policies for education. That is a clear paramount that I see that we have a clear need. Like as you said, I'm on the board of trustees for the Seattle Community Colleges. We're seeing real education challenges. I want to lead an education committee on the city to make sure our education policy is sound so that we can move our economy forward. So I'm going to be that independent voice for the city of Seattle. My special interest will be the people of Seattle.
Okay. Thank you very much, Albert. And lastly, Mike O'Brien.
Thank you. You know, I've been really proud of the work I've done on the city council. I'm excited to go forward working on progressive issues that I've talked about. And I think that's demonstrated in part by some of the endorsements I've got from progressive organizations like the Strangers, the Sierra Club, King County Democrats, Seattle Building Trades, and Planned Parenthood endorsed me and only me in this race. I think that as we move forward, we can build a city where everyone has access to prosperity. And we can do that in a way that embraces the sustainability ethics that we have in this region and the beautiful landscape around us, where everyone has an opportunity. We have mixed income communities and people can thrive, and really feel proud about Seattle, and I want to be part of that leadership.
Well, thank you so much, Mike O'Brien, Albert Shin, David Ishii. Thank you all for coming in and taking the time to talk with everyone today about why you are the person for the job. The primary is August the 6th, and the two candidates who win the most votes will obviously be going on to the election in November. So good luck to you all. Thank you again. I do have links to both. Everyone's website is actually at our website at kbcs.fm, so you can find out more about the candidates and their positions on their websites by going to our website, kbcs.fm. Thank you all again.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Music and Ideas here on KBCS.